Should everyone in the UK have to speak English? It's been revealed that between April and December of last year, Luton Borough Council spent almost £133,000 on translation services. That's almost double the amount spent by Hertfordshire County Council over the same period. Well, the first part of a Channel 4 programme was screened last night, which looked at how hard it is for immigrants to learn the English language. The programme was screened after the Treasury insisted that foreign benefit claimants attend language courses or lose some of their benefits. Well, there are plenty of people who don't speak English either at all or very well, but who are living in the UK. But does it matter? 08459 455 555. And how does it work the other way around when British people go and live overseas? Well, Jackie Rowe is British and has worked in the Canaries for 17 years for a holiday company. Morning, Jackie.
Morning.
Jackie, do you speak any Spanish?
Yes, I do now.
Well, hang on.
And I stress the word now.
Well, so how long? You've been 17 years. You've been working in the Canaries.
Yes.
Did you go over there with any Spanish under your belt?
No, none at all. And I didn't believe at the age that I came overseas that I would need it because I was under the illusion that it doesn't matter because wherever I go in the world, everyone speaks English anyway. A little bit ignorant, really.
We do have that. I remember having that as a younger man. You do think if you talk like that and do the hand gestures, then Johnny Foreigner will get along with it.
Exactly.
So 17 years you've been working abroad. At what point did you think, well, maybe I should learn a little bit of Spanish?
If I'm honest, probably about 2 or 3 years in, the
Jackie.
Penny actually dropped. I know,
Jackie,
I know,
Rowe,
I know.
Naughty. Naughty.
I know. The penny actually dropped that this was something that I wanted to do long term.
Yep.
And that if it was going to be something that I wanted to do long term and I wanted to fit in and I wanted to take advantage of, you know, living overseas and embracing the culture and life over there, then I really did need to learn the language.
So how much Spanish can you speak now?
I would not say that I'm fluent by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. Not at all.
Can you order, like, drinks and stuff? Is that it?
Yeah, well, no.
No.
Come on.
Steady.
Give me a little bit more credit than that after 17 years.
Well, you haven't even learned it for 2 years.
Okay. You know, British mentality to begin with.
Yeah.
With regards to my job, then I can definitely converse and get by on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
And and sometimes I have to use the odd little bit of Spanglish.
Oh, yes.
That always goes down well, bit of Spanglish.
The thing I've noticed when I'm abroad, and I don't really speak foreign languages, a tiny bit of Japanese, although I've forgotten most of it, but they appreciate, it seems to be appreciated in foreign countries that you make the effort.
No, of course, 100%. If you, even if, you know, you greet them, good morning, or good day, or goodbye, or thank you, then that goes such a long way, and you do get a better response. The unfortunate thing is a lot of people do just wade in and expect them to speak British, and the response, you know, isn't always what people would expect.
Mm. Do you find you're getting more out of being there by speaking Spanish?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It obviously makes life a lot easier for me. And with my partner not being Spanish, and he speaks fluent Spanish because he's had to, it just makes life a lot easier for both of us, to be perfectly honest with you, because I can help him. He helps me a lot more, to be quite honest. But, yeah, no, it just makes life a lot easier.
Jackie, thanks for coming on this one. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Take care.
Cheers. That's Jackie Rowe, British, worked in the Canaries for 17 years. Last couple of years, she started learning Spanish. She was fun, wasn't she? 08459 455 555.